I spent the last week in Cape Town, as you know. I've been looking at all sorts of interesting and different things to do. And what do you know? Out popped a trip to Stellenbosch to go do water tasting. At first, I kind of screeched with laughter. And then I thought, wait a minute, this is actually for real. This is actually the real deal. It exists. It's happening. And I'm going to talk to the man who is the founder of the Fine Water Company. And we're going to take a deep dive, pardon the really corny pun, into a bit of water. Goodness gracious me, Nico Pieterse, what possessed you? Give me your story. You're a water sommelier, right?
I'm a water sommelier. I'm one of two in South Africa. I'm one of under 100 in the world. And I believe that water is not just water.
We're going to start exactly that. Why? What happened to you that you thought my life and my future is going to be water? How did this happen?
It's a good question. I had a brewery in Stellenbosch. And when lockdown happened, and obviously in South Africa, we couldn't sell any alcohol. Couldn't sell alcohol and we couldn't sell cigarettes for some reason. And I decided to study the most important ingredient in beer, which is water, because water can't be locked down. It's our most precious natural resource. And water has taste. So any beer maker will tell you that the minerals in water contribute to the taste of the beer. And I thought, let's take water and just discover it further. And I ended up becoming a water sommelier and then an international water judge. So I go around the world, taste water and give it, score it. And the best ones I find, I bring into South Africa and distribute here. And then obviously now the fine water tasting.
We're going to get into that in a major way because it fascinates me. I'm just wondering what abilities you have that regular people don't have. Do you not smoke? Do you not eat garlic? Is Asian food off the plate? Do you do things to protect your palate?
No.
What do you have that I don't have that enables you to do this?
I guarantee you, you'd be able to taste the differences in the various waters.
That's where I'm a skeptic. That is where I am a skeptic. So address me, the skeptic, who walks into your place and says, come on, Nico, water's water. Am I really going to distinguish anything different from your different waters?
Oh, absolutely. The same as, so the water falls as rain and it picks up the minerals in the soil. And then it siphons down into an aquifer mostly. And depending on the geology, you'll find more or less minerals in the soil, and the minerals have taste. So that's basically the key to it all. As much as grapes from a wine farm in Stellenbosch won't taste the same as grapes from a wine farm in, say, Franschhoek, because the grape plants actually pick up the minerals in the soil, and then the grapes taste different. The same way the water will taste different. So minerality in water is measured in TDS, or total dissolved solids.
Yes.
And our grandfathers used to tell us that the higher the TDS in the water, the worse the water is for you, but that's absolutely wrong. The minerals in the water basically are the salts that hydrate you. So it's the electrolytes or the minerals or the salts in the water that hydrate you, and that has taste.
Nick, are you taking me back to my youth in the Karoo when I used to visit my uncle on his farm? And I'm thinking about that brakwater that used to calcify the kettles, that you would open the kettle and you couldn't barely pour the water because it was so clogged from the calcium. So suddenly what you're saying is actually coming back and making sense. But I'm just thinking how terrible that water tasted. And I was always told that was because of the calcium in it.
Yeah, the calcium and the magnesium make up the hardness of the water. So there's a calculation that you do to get the hardness. And that's where the lime scale comes from. So you can taste magnesium. Just for instance, if I wanted a great cup of coffee,
yes,
I'd use a mineral water with a high magnesium content because the magnesium extracts more sugar from the coffee beans. And it also makes your coffee nice and smooth. So you'll have a naturally sweet cup of coffee and also a very smooth cup of coffee. So look for a cup of a water with a high magnesium content and you'll have a great cup of coffee. What a lot of water companies do and a lot of water manufacturers do is they take tap water. They send that through reverse osmosis, which is a filtration system. It runs on a membrane filtration. So what happens then is the reverse osmosis filtration takes everything out of the water. So that water is basically completely dead. There's nothing in there.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? I mean, it's just neutral.
What
It's just.
happens when you drink that water is because
Okay.
it's got no minerals in it,
Yes.
you take a sip. This water now dissolves minerals that you have in your body already. You wash that out, and you're more dehydrated than you were before you actually had the water.
Ach, nee, man. So now you're telling me my
So,
1 rand supermarket water isn't actually as great as I think it is.
no, not at all. There are a couple of things that you look for at the back of your bottle of water. So you look for TDS or total dissolved solids, and you want that to be as high as possible because you're going to get great minerals in there. So the minerals hydrate the life out of you, so to put.
Sure.
I've got waters here in the tasting room with more minerals or electrolytes for that matter than some of your popular powders that you would pour into a water to hydrate. So, and that's all in a natural mineral water. I even have a water here that it comes from Armenia, which is quite cool. So every water's got a nice little story. And this is rain that fell, water that fell as rain about 800 years ago onto a volcanic rock, a volcanic source. So the water siphons through this volcanic rock for about 800 years. It picks up a load of minerals, but the volcano is active. So there are lots of volcanic gases in the ground. And the volcano then carbonates the water for you underground. So it comes out of the ground with a bubble in it. It comes out of the ground naturally sparkling, no artificial CO2 added.
So when you get cynics like me walking in and we do the tasting and you watch our responses, can you see us
I
developing
can
and
see
changing and appreciating the
100%.
different?
Absolutely 100%. As a sommelier, so it's not only about water knowledge. As a sommelier, what I do is I pair water with food and wine and brandy and whiskey, and I elevate the tastes and the flavor of the food, the wine, the brandy, the whiskey, the gin, or whatever. I did this tasting with a gentleman called Tim Atkin. So
Okay.
Tim Atkin, you'll either see on a bottle of wine, you'll see a sticker, a rating on the wine from John Platter or from Tim Atkin. And Tim said to me, Nico, you can quote me, I can't believe that water can make wine taste better. And that's from a
Wow,
world
wow,
water master, a
wow.
world wine master.
You're like introducing a whole new world to us. I
I
truly didn't
know.
know this existed. So I'm running out of time, but if we want to do a wine, a water tasting, where, what, and how?
So you'd come to Lanzerac in Stellenbosch, you go to the library, you book on Dineplan. I prefer to for you to book because it's getting quite busy at the moment. And we do a proper water tasting. It takes about an
An
hour.
hour.
It's
Amazing.
350 rand a person. I pair a glass of wine with the water, and if you just want water, the experience is just as cool. And guaranteed you'll love it. With I don't have a doubt in my mind, you'll love it. It's it adds to the Epicurean experience. So you've got a 1,000 rand meal on your restaurant table, you've got a 1,000 rand bottle of wine on your restaurant table,
And you got
and
tap
you have a
water.
bottle of water that you can buy from the garage, or you have tap water. And tap water's got fluoride and chlorine in it. Chlorine is a flavor killer,
Go.
so
Fascinating.
You're gonna mess it up.
Fascinating. Just one last question, and this goes back to a conversation I had a month ago with a bagel expert from New York City, and we were trying to get to the bottom of why the New York bagel is the best bagel in the world, and it's incontrovertibly so. And those in the know say it's due to the water that is used in the production of the bagels in New York City because it's very specific water. Would you think that that could possibly play a role, or is that a whole lot of nonsense? And I get it, you're not a baker.
100%.
I'm just interested.
No. Water has a major effect on the taste of everything that you use it for. So chlorine, as I said, is a flavor killer. So if I had to use a chlorinated water for a cocktail, it's going to kill the cocktail. Whereas if I use the
Same.
correct water, the cocktail's going to taste great. I'm talking about sparkling water now. So if I make a beer in the Netherlands, with a specific water, I do the same in South Africa with a different water, the beer is not going to taste the same. So, without a doubt, the water has a major, major impact on the taste and the flavors of whatever you use it for.
Nico Pieterse, you blew me away. Founder of the Fine Water Company. Thank you for the chat this afternoon. Got lots to digest, that is for sure.